We welcome Dr. David Evans. Dr. Evans, how are you?
Fine, man. How are you doing today?
Just fine. Tell us about this book. And first of all, did you expect it to sell the way that it did?
Absolutely not. I know most people would lie and say they saw it in the spirit, but I
hey.
They told me if I sold 20,000 copies as a new author, that would be good. I knew I could do maybe 10,000 because my church has 20,000,
mm-hmm.
23,000 people in it. But there's no way in the world I ever could have predicted 350,000 copies of the book sold in less than a year. Just, you know, for a first-time author, they tell me that's phenomenal.
It definitely is. Did you think, and back again to the question, but did you think that so many people were in need of what you had to say?
Well, I preached a series of messages that the book kind of sprang out of across the country. Everywhere I preached for about 9 months, I took one aspect of the subject, Heal Without Scars, and to revival meetings and crusades and conventions and regular church services, and I saw how people were being set free and delivered even as I was teaching the lessons. So I kind of had an idea that it would be received, but I didn't have any idea that, you know, people from Japan would be writing and sending for cases of books, and people would be teaching it in over 150 house churches across the country. And no way I saw that. But I knew I was on to something. I just didn't know how it was going to connect with all the people's lives.
Now, a lot of times, Dr. Evans, people say, I had a vision from God to do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a vision from God?
Well, what happened was I was reading the Bible, and I ran across a verse of Scripture that I know that I've read 50 times, and that was about the young men in the fiery furnace. And right there after the experience, it says they came out without anything about their person changed, without a hair singed upon their head or any smell of smoke upon their bodies. So immediately, Heal Without Scars jumped up, because the whole fiery furnace situation is an example of the enemy designing something to kill you, at the least scar you permanently. And they come out without even the smell of smoke on them. So that showed me a revelation, gave me a revelation that God was, he acknowledged that we've been through some very intense things in our past, but we did not have to act out those intense occurrences in our future and in our present. So he says, I want to heal you, but I don't want the scar to be evident. And that's where the name of the book and the vision for writing the book came.
Now, Dr. Evans, how does one shepherd, you have a very large church,
mm-hmm.
how does one shepherd a large church like that?
Well, I think you have to, there's a couple things you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
First off, you have to really believe in your heart that God has anointed you for a work of this size, because if he anoints you for it, he equips you for it. But the practical things are this: visibility, approachability. You know, you got to be visible as a pastor. You can't visit the church. You have to abide in your church. So I'm here a lot. Some people say I'm here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm approachable. I do have security, but my security is not a wall. My security is just to keep an eye out.
Right.
So people talk to me. I hug and kiss people all the time. I touch people, say hello, stop and talk to people all the time. That's very, 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 very important. The next thing is predictability. The people know that I'm going to make the right decisions led by God. They know I'm going to be here. They know I'm going to be consistent. They know when they come to church that the environment is going to be conducive to the presence of God, and also conducive to them being comfortable and secure. So it's not rocket science what we do as pastors. We want people to think that, but it's not rocket science. All it is being led by God and allowing God to use you in the gifts and talents that he's given you. And he never tests you to fail. He always tests you to show you that you can succeed. So I submitted to the size of the work, and that's another big problem. We have to submit to what God lays upon us.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you submit to it, it becomes carryable. If you look at the cross, even though it weighed Jesus down, he submitted to the cross. Therefore, he was able to carry it all the way.
Tell us about the project. How did that come about to do a CD?
Well, my minister of music, Lonnie Hunter, and myself sat down. I told Elder Hunter, I said, the Bible shows us the prophet Elijah, very upset, so upset he couldn't operate in his gifts. And the first thing he did was call for a minstrel. And when the minstrel came and ministered to Elijah, he was able then to flow in his gifts, make the right decisions, and do the things that God had purposed him to do. So I realized that I needed to extend the message of the book and do that through music. So I got together with some writers that I know and Pastor Hunter, and all of a sudden we had an original song for every chapter in the book, which I don't think has been done this closely. Every song is written for a chapter. And that, so you can read it, listen to it, read it, listen to the song, read it, listen to the song, and it continues that healing and deliverance process.
You have some pastors who sing, and now it seems like maybe it's a revolution that you've got pastors who are writing books. Years gone by, you didn't have a lot of pastors writing books. Now, more so, you do. Is there a reason for this?
I wrote the book because it gave me a chance to converse one-on-one with people outside of my context. Now, we're on TV, we're on TBN, and we're on BET, so you know, we broadcast in 179 countries every Sunday. We're on BET every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., so we're in like a 93 or 100 million homes on Sunday morning, a viewing audience there. But the book gives you a chance to bring the sermon and the revelation into a different context. And some people don't get the full revelation in a sermon, some not in a tape. The book allows you to really explain what it is God has laid on your heart. And also, with this particular book, I don't make the mistake, I think, that a lot of spiritual books make, which is showing you the problem but not showing a solution. Every chapter handholds the person out of their dilemma into deliverance.
You have a large church. You're ministering on BET,
TBN.
Mm-hmm. How does that make one feel? Because coming up, I don't think you ever had a premonition, or did you have the premonition that you would be doing something like this?
No, I ain't gonna lie. I tell you what happened. God called me to preach,
mm-hmm.
And then God specifically said, "I'm calling you to grow and pastor a church, and to produce preachers with substance." That's what God told me. Now, mind you, I'd never pastored a church before, and I'd never trained a preacher before. I told God that if he would fill my old church, the pews in my old church, in 5 years, I would be satisfied. That would have been like a little under 500 members in the church in 5 years.
Wow.
That's what I asked. That's what I told God. That was in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And all God told me one day was preach the word, and I'll send the people. I was walking my dogs in the wood, told me to kneel down. I argued with God for a minute because I was dressed for church.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "I bought the suit." I said, "Okay." I got down on my knees, and he said, "If you preach the word, I'll send the people." Now, my dogs had more sense than I did. The dogs backed away from me, laid down on the ground, looking at me.
Wow.
And I looked at them, and I said, "Well, something's going on out here," because they never lay down outside.
Uh-huh.
I got down on my knees. God said, "Preach the word, I'll send the people." I said, "What?" He said, "Preach the word, I'll send the people." So then the church began to grow. I'm looking for 500 people in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have 500 in 6 months.
Wow. God is good.
Yeah, and then it just exploded. So we still are taking in somewhere around 3,500 or 4,000 people a year.
Wow.
You know, so we came in this new building in 90 with 5,000 people. We grew from 5,000 to 23,000. Since 2000. We came in here with 5,000. In 5 years, we've grown from 5,000 to 23,000.
Dr. Evans, you're preaching the word.
It is a word in series all the time.
Hey, God is so good.
Man, it's a God takeover, we call it.
I heard that. Well, Dr. Evans, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate your book. Love your book.
Thank you.
You know, I ride around listening to the project.
Really?
Yes, I do.
I want to encourage everybody to go out and get the book. It's at all the local bookstores, Christian bookstores, the CD. Go and tell them you want it. It's going to be a blessing to the people of God.
Definitely it is. Dr. Evans, continue doing what you do, and may God continue to bless you.
Thank you, man.
Our guest, Dr. David Evans.